Mishnah Yomi, we are learning Meseches Peah. We are in the middle of the fourth perek, Mishnah Dalad. Peah ein kotrin osa b'magalos v'ein okrin osa b'kardomos. Kadesh lo yaku ish esri'eo. The Mishnah here tells us that the manner in which the aniyim, the poor, collect the peah in the field is that they shouldn't use any instruments. Because the concern is, since there may be an abundance of people of aniyim who are there at the same time, and if you're going to use an instrument, you're going to probably have to whack to cut the omer, to cut the sheaves that are in the field. There's a concern of danger of harming or hurting someone. Someone may be standing behind you, at the side of you, and you don't see that they're there, and you may really hurt them. And therefore, to prevent anyone from receiving an injury during this process, the aniyim were only allowed to use their hands to physically uproot the sheaves in the field and to take down the fruit in the tree. The next Mishnah, hey, Shalos Avios Payom. That there were three times during the day when the aniyim would be allowed to enter the field to collect the peah. B'shachar u'b'chatzos u'b'mincha, in the morning, at midday, and at some time and later in the afternoon during mincha. The Mishnah continues. Rabbi Gamliel Omer lo amru ela kadesh lo yifchasu. Rabbi Gamliel says this is a minimum, but if they want to come in more times, if the owner of the field allows them to enter additional times, that is certainly permissible. Rabbi Kiva Omer lo amru ela kadesh lo yosifu. Rabbi Kiva disagrees and says no, that this is a maximum. The maximum is three times, but in theory, there are even the Baal HaBayis, the owner, is allowed to allow entry even a fewer times than three. And the issue here, explains the Meforshim, is that we want the owner to be there at this time to help in the process, to supervise what is going on. We'd also don't want to be matriach. We don't want to make it so difficult and challenging. The owner of the field has lots of other responsibilities. And if he constantly has to be in the field to supervise what is going on, so that's going to take away from him being able to do other things. The way we pass in the Meforshim say is that we say three. Three is the minimum, three is the maximum. These three times, morning, midday, and in the afternoon, those are the times when the aniyim would be allowed to enter to collect the payah. The Mishnah continues, Shal beis nemer hayu malakdin ala chevel, v'nozdin peah mikol uman v'uman. They had an interesting practice in this beis nemer, which the Bartanura says was a certain place. And in this certain locale, the way the farmers would collect and reap their field was that they would rope off an area after it was completed. It seems like they would go row by row. And after each row was completed, they would leave peah at the end of each row. And instead of what the basic requirement of peah is to leave, after you reap the entire field, just to leave the last corner. Here they, after each row, would leave the last corner for the aniyim. And the Yerushalmi, the Tosfos Yontif quotes, says, Maskirin oson l'shevach, that they were praised for this practice. Why? V'taymanira sheyuchlu haniyim l'kachas mikol uman v'uman, v'yitzuchu l'hamtin l'tzapos emosl yaniyach ha-peah. That this allowed the aniyim in that location, the poor people, to have continuous access to the fields, because every time that another row was complete, already a peah was available, and they didn't have to wait till later part in the day, or to wait until the entire field was finished. But it seems that there was, during the reaping season, there was continuous access for the aniyim, because each row contained its own separate peah. We'll do one final Mishnah Vav. Oved kochavim shekater sadeo v'acha kach niskayer pater min aleket, min ashecha min apeah. A non-Jew who owns a field and reaps his field, so he has no requirement to in these laws of peah and of leket and shecha. Lecha is leket, as we saw the other day, yesterday, is something that drops during the reaping process. Shecha is something that he forgot to reap a certain amount. And the non-Jew has no requirement, And even if he converts afterwards and these sheaves are still in the field, he has no requirement to leave them for the aniyim, because at the time that he did the actual reaping, he was not yet Jewish. And the Bar Tanura quotes the pasuk to see if gabi lecha lepeya bekutrachem prat lekishekatsua ovdei kol chavim. It says when you will reap, you a Jew will reap. And the requirement to leave these items at the time of the reaping, and since at the time of the reaping this person wasn't Jewish, so there is no obligation later on when the person converts, even if these items are still lying in the field. Rabbi Yehuda, however, says, Yehuda mechaya b'shicha. Yehuda says when it comes to the shicha, to the part, to those a couple of stalks that he may have forgotten to actually cut, that he actually, when he converts, they're still attached to the field, that he actually would be obligated to leave for the aniyim, shein ha-shicha el b'shasa omer. Because Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that the requirement of shikha to leave for the aniyim is at the time when you tie up the ears, when you gather all them to get together. And even though you cut them previously, but then you go back into the field and gather everything to get together. And so at that point, if he then forgets a couple of sheaves and they're still attached to the field, so at that point he would in fact, that's when he's obligated in the shikha. And if he's already a Jew at that point, even though he wasn't a Jew when he initially cut, but now he's a Jew when he's gathering all these cut sheaves together, so then anything that remains in the field that was not cut, at that point he would in fact be required, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to leave for the aniyim.